Sechet Kelim Paragalef Mishnah Dal Lamala Min Hazav Zava Shehi Mitama Esbala. A more stringent tumah than a zav is a zava. A woman that sees dam in her 11 days of ziva, she is mitama, the person who has relations with her. While she is a zava, the person who has relations with her would be tummy for 7 days like the zava herself, as opposed to a zav. If he has relations with somebody, that person would only be tummy erev, would be tummy until the evening, would not be tummy with the stringency of a zav to be tummy for 7 days. Lamala min azava mitzora, shehu mitami bibia. A more stringent tumah than a zav is a mitzora. A mitzora is mitami bibia. If a mitzora enters the house, everything in that house is tummy. And so too, if a mitzora is sitting underneath a tree, and a person is passing by underneath the tree while the mitzora is there, that person would become tummy. Now, a mitzora is only mitami somebody who comes underneath the tree with the mitzora if the mitzora is sitting. But if the mitzora is moving and it passes underneath the tree, then a person who's underneath the tree would not become tummy from the mitzora. And so too, a beged or an eben that has tzaraf would have the same din, that it would be mitami bibia, as opposed to a zava. A zava would not be mitami bibia. If a zava does not come into contact with somebody, that person would not become tummy. Lamala min mitzora etzem kesora shehu mitami tuma shiva. A more stringent tumah than a mitzora is a bone from a person the size of a barley. If that bone is mitame tumah zayin, anybody who comes into contact with the etzem would be tummy for 7 days. As opposed to a mitzora, it's only mitame tumah zayin. A person who comes into contact with a mitzora or is underneath the same roof as the mitzora would only be tummy for 1 day. Now, even though a mitzora has a chumrah that an etzem kesora does not have, for the mitzora is mitame bebiyah, it's mitame everything in the house. As opposed to an etzem kesora, it's not mitame ba'oil, it's not mitame everything in the house. It's just mitame something that comes into contact with it. But since etzem kesora have a chumrah that mitzora does not have, the Mishnah tells us that etzem kesora is more chumrah than a mitzora, even though vice versa is also true, that a mitzora is more chumrah than an etzem kesora, as far as being mitame bebiyah. And so to all the milas that we had in this Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, that the Mishnah tells us that one tumah is more chumrah than the previous tumah. Now, I have to say that the previous mentioned tumah doesn't have a chumrah that the latter mentioned tumah does not have. Just that the latter mentioned tumah has a chumrah that the previous mentioned tumah does not have, but it could be that the previous mentioned tumah also is more chumrah than the latter mentioned tumah. Chumrah mikulam hamei shehu mitami ba'ayo ma she'ein kulam mitami. The most stringent of all these tumahs is a mace. That a mace is mitami ba'ayo, a mace that is brought into a house, is mitami everything inside the house, or anything under the same roof of the mace is tummy, as opposed to all the other previous mentioned tumah, they do not have this chumrah. Now, even though we just said that a mitzora is mitami bibia, a mitzora that enters into a house, is mitami everything in the house, so how can the Mishnah tell us that a mace is more chumrah than all the above mentioned tumah, since it's mitami ba'ayo? The answer is that which a mace is mitami ba'ayo is more chumrah than that which a mitzora is mitami bibia. If a mitzora is only mitami bibia, if the entire mitzora enters the house, as opposed to a mace, even if only kezayis were from a mace is in a house, everything in the house is tummy. And so too, as we mentioned before, if a mitzora is underneath the tree, it's only mitzora anything that's underneath the tree if the mitzora is sitting, not if the mitzora is passing underneath the tree and moving the whole time. As opposed to a mace, it doesn't make a difference whether it's being moved or whether it's in one place. Everything underneath the same roof of the mace would be tummy.
Sachas Kelim Paragalef Mishnah Hey Ether Tumos Parshois Mina Adam. There are 10 tumas that come from a person. Each tumah that's mentioned in this Mishnah is more chumrah than the tumah that preceded it. Mechusar kippur masa b'kodesh umutar b'truma uvamais. Mechusar kippur, somebody whose tummy has to bring a korban, such as a zava or yoledes or a mitzvah. And the tummy was toivo and had hair of shemesh. Nightfall had arrived, but hadn't yet brought the korban. The korban is not brought until the next day. Called mind that the korban is not brought, is considered mechusar kippur, and it's also for him to eat kachim, but he is allowed truma and meiser shame. Chazar liyo tful yom. Also b'kodesh ubetruma. A more chomer tumah, somebody who is a tful yom. Somebody who was tameh and went to the mikvah, but did not have harishem. And nightfall did not yet arrive. In such a case, he would be also teeth both kachim and truma, umutter b'meiser, but he would be mutter to eat meiser shame. Chazar liyo tbal keri. Also b'shoshtam. And even more chomer tumah, the bal keri. Somebody who had an admission and did not yet go to the mikvah. He can't eat all three of them. He can't eat kachim or truma, nor can he eat meiser sheni. Chada aliyah is bal nida. The tami mishka tatan kealiyah. And even more chomer tumah the bal nida. Somebody has relations with a nida. That is mitami mishka tatan kealiyah. If he lies down on mat, the bottom mat is tummy just like the top mat. If there are 10 mats and he lies down on the top one, all the mats become tummy. Even though the mats that are underneath the top one did not come into contact with the bal nida, even so, they're tummy. But they're only tummy mitami oichen umachim food and drink, but it's not a avatuma mitami adam ukel. Chazal liyo zav sharash de riois mitami mishkav umayshav. And even more chomer tumah is a zav that had tu'im mishum. Such a case of metame mishkav u'mayshav, something he sits on or lays down on, becomes an ava tumah and is metame adam bekele. Utzara bias mayim chayim. And so too a zav is chamor, because in order to become tar, he needs to go to the mikvah in mayim chayim, in spring water. Opposed to all the other tumahs mentioned previously, a mikvah of arban soft from rainwater sufficed, but over here, rainwater is not good enough, you need spring water. Upatar minat korba. A zav that saw two riyas is pater from bringing a korba. Rash shalosh chayev b'korba. A zav that saw three emissions is even more chamer than a zav sharash de riyas, as zav sharash shalosh riyas is chayev to bring a korba. Chaz aliyas mitzorah muskur mitame bebiya. And even more chamer tumah than mitzorah miskur. A mitzorah that the kohen locked up in order to wait and see if any simani tumah would be nolad bo. If any of the signs of tumah would develop, then he would become a mitzorah mukhla. But Kovman, he did not have these money. Tumah is only mitzorah muskar. In such a case, his mitame bebiya. When he enters the house, everything in the house becomes tumah. Upatim in apriyam, in aprimam, in ataglachas, uminatipur. Mitzorah muskar is pater for some of the things that a mitzorah mukhla is chayim. His pater from being forced to let his hair grow, and from tearing his clothes, from shaving off his hair, and from bringing birth. Bimhayim mukhla is chayim bakula. And if he becomes a mitzorah mukhla, if the money tumah develops, during the time that he was a Mitzorah Musker, then it's Chayav and all the things that we just mentioned. So Mitzorah Musker is more Chomer than a Mitzorah Musker. Pirish Mimena Weaver, Sheena Lo Baso Karoi, Mitami B'Magu Masa, Veina Mitami Bona. Somebody who has a limb disattached itself from it. That limb, if it doesn't have Baso Karoi, doesn't have enough Baso, that had the limb still be attached to the person, the Baso that is missing would heal itself. That's the case of Sheena Lo Baso Karoi, like we'll see later on. That limb is metame b'mago b'masa by touching and by carrying, but it's not metame b'ayal. Since it doesn't have enough basar on it, it's not metame b'ayal. Anything that comes underneath the same roof as it would not become tame unless it came into contact with it. B'myeshala basar karai metame b'mago b'masa uvar. A limb that disattached itself from a person that has enough basar on it. Meaning to say that if the limb was still attached to the person, the basar that is missing would heal itself. In such a case, the limb is even more chamor. It would be metame b'mago b'masa, anybody that comes into contact with it, or carries it, or even comes under the same oil, as that limb would become tame, just like a mace itself, even though the person is still alive, the aver, the limb that disattaches itself from the person, has it dim like a mace, and it's metame b'ayo. Sheer basar karai kidei lahalos aruch. That which we said, that if the limb has basar karai, enough basar, that the limb would be metame like a mace, basar karai is referring to the amount of basar that would heal itself. Had the limb still be attached to the person, that the basar that is missing would heal itself. That's called basar karai. Rabbi Huda, Imam Yesh b'makom echad kedei lakifo b'chorareis Yesh bo lahalos aruch. Rabbi Huda said, how do we know that there's enough basar that it would heal itself? If we took up all the basar from the limb and we cut them into strands, the size of the thread that a weaver uses to weave the wool, and those strands we attach one to the end of the other, if all those strands attached would encircle the entire aver, in such a case, is enough basar that it would heal itself had the limb still be attached to the person.